This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. The Arkansas Rice annual meeting took place today in Stuttgart. It's a key event with industry and government leaders discussing the state of agriculture. Among the speakers was USA Rice President and CEO Betsy Ward. Afterwards, she spoke with Talk Business and Politics host Roby Brock.
Tell me a little bit about the farm bill that was just passed there at the end of the year in the last Congress. It has an interesting marketing provision in it that will allow farmers in Arkansas to do something in Cuba that they haven't been able to do before.
Right. Well, overall, we're really pleased with the farm bill. We worked a long time to basically maintain the provisions that we had in the 2014 farm bill, which worked very well for rice. But one of the tweaks that they made was there's a program that's funded through the farm bill called it's the export promotion programs that are managed by USDA. And they tweaked it a little bit to allow some funding to be used to promote in Cuba, which is kind of interesting since we haven't really been doing much in Cuba under the Trump administration.
But at the same time, there still is the credit restriction that has been in place there, which has hampered efforts to try to do deals with Cuba on top of the fact that there's still U.S. policy against it. So how does all this work together?
Yeah, well, so, yeah, you're right. I mean, they need cash. They don't have a lot of money. And so the inability of our banks to basically loan money to give credit to Cubans really restricts their ability to buy a lot of U.S. ag products. They want to buy our rice and corn and chicken and all those things. So, but the ability to at least go down and promote our products is a step in the right direction. We'd like to see, obviously, more overall opening. And, you know, Congressman Crawford has been a real champion of that here in Arkansas. So we appreciate all he's done.
Tell me a little bit, how is the government shutdown, how is that impacting agricultural relations for rice farmers as well as other farmers in the state of Arkansas?
Well, we got a farm bill passed, and now we are going to have difficulty, unless the government opens up, having farmers go sign up and finish off their loans from last year. The FSA offices are primarily shuttered, so it makes it very difficult to move forward in this new crop year with those folks not working. In Washington, you know, everybody we work with at USDA is on furlough. So they're really not permitted to actually work. So you can't contact them when you have questions. They've suspended some of the key economic reporting that they do from USDA that people rely on to sort of project what they think is going to be happening in the coming year. And that, I think that hampers everybody. And finally, for us, we do a lot of market promotion with USDA funds, and all of that funding has been suspended. And so we're basically not promoting in any markets overseas, which is a tragedy for us. So,
when that changes, which it eventually will change,
right.
I mean, it has to, we will see new opportunities in China for Arkansas rice producers. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we've been working on market access to China for over 10 years. The issue had been the lack of something called a phytosanitary protocol, which we negotiated an agreement with China last July. It was signed, and probably within a few days of it being signed was when the Trump administration announced the tariffs on steel and aluminum and then other products from China. So the Chinese sort of stopped the forward progress that we were making on rice. There has been a renewed effort to, I think as you know, President Trump had met with the president of China a few weeks ago. There's a delegation there now trying to relieve some of the pressure on agriculture, soybeans in particular, but also rice is at the top of the list. So we are fairly optimistic that the Chinese will allow rice imports now, and so we're just looking for the first offer to come. This is potentially a huge market for all of us.
That's USA Rice President and CEO Betsy Ward speaking with Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics at the Arkansas Rice annual meeting today in Stuttgart. You're listening to KUAR News.